Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and today we'll be talking to street stock driver Ryan Satter. We'll also hear from Zach Gerhardt, promoter at Fairmont Raceway, Rich Voss from Sign Pro in Owatonna, and Brandy Jacobson from the Blue Earth Napa Auto Parts store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coil over shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
We know in order for you to run on all cylinders, your ride needs to as well. That's why at Napa, we have a nationwide network of parts and care to help keep you on the road and in motion with trusted brands like Milwaukee Tools. And this month, Napa Auto Parts has the Milwaukee Penlight for only $15.99, a waterproof, dust-proof penlight that delivers true view, high-definition output, illuminating more of your work area and helping to keep you firing on all cylinders. Napa, get up and go. A proud sponsor of The Dirt Show. At participating locations at NapaOnline.com. Does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price may not be available in some states. Offer ends August 31st, 2022.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it, we help you mow it, run it, or ride it. We provide it. Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by street stock driver Ryan Satter. And Ryan, you started your career in motorsports about 11 years ago in Derby. Talk about your Derby career, and do you have to have a screw loose to do Derby?
Yeah, that was kind of my in the motorsports world. I grew up at the dirt track, but 17-year-old kid, you really can't just go out and buy a street stock and start racing. So I had a couple of buddies that derbied, and yeah, they got their screws loose, and I think I had one too for a little bit, but we built me a derby car and ran that one at the county fair, and it was cool, it was fun, and we built another one and ran that at another county fair that summer. And come that fall, Dad was in the shop watching us tear these old junky cars apart, and he said, if we're going to spend all winter building cars, why don't we build something that's worth building, something that you're not just going to wreck right away. And so, yeah, we ended up going and looking at a street stock about Christmas time and ended up coming home with her.
Is that where your tagline, hard on equipment since 1994, came from?
Yeah, that my dad's to blame for that, I guess. My mom and dad both they geared me towards the motorhead junkie pretty young. We had dirt bikes and snowmobiles. I raced snowmobiles when I was a little kid and four-wheelers, and it just escalated into race cars.
Your hometown, Dent, is surrounded by lakes in northwestern Minnesota. What are the closest racetracks to you?
So I got Fergus Falls, I-94 Speedway. That's about 25 miles from the shop. And then Buffalo River Race Park is about 45 minutes. We got Ada, Norman County Raceway. So that's about an hour. Fargo's an hour. Brainerd and Alexandria are all about an hour 15.
Your father, Mike, was also involved in racing, and he still helps you out in the car. What do you remember about your father's career?
A lot of videotapes. He retired the year I was born. I was born in October of 94, and he quit full-time race in the fall of 93 and raced just a part-time schedule in 94, and that was the end of it. But I grew up from the time I can remember watching all the old VHS tapes and looking through all the photo albums. He still had everything in the shop but his car and the trailer, all the tools and parts, the motor, it was all there up until I started racing.
What do you do for a day job?
Full-time, I drive semi for my dad's company, Satter Trucking, and then I run and operate a seed company selling corn and soybean and grass and pasture mixes to our local farmers.
A couple years ago, we sat behind your grandparents at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. We had a great time talking about racing and your racing career. They are huge race fans and just had a blast that night.
Yeah, they don't miss too many. My grandma and grandpa, they've been pretty much everywhere we've been able to take them. Dakotas and Wisconsin, all over Minnesota. They're the couple that started the racing. That was one of their first dates, actually, when they were kids. It was at the racetrack. And then they took my dad as a kid, and my dad started racing when he was in college. And now I'm racing, and hopefully we can keep that going for generations to go.
Wow, that's a really cool story. It all started from a date at the racetrack.
Yep. Yeah, it's, I didn't know that until actually this spring. My grandpa's 81 and my grandma's in her late 70s, 77, I want to say. And we were just sitting up at their house one day BSing and just talking. And my grandma brought that up, that was one of their first ever dates down at the Wheatown racetrack. And that's actually where my dad raced most of his career, was Wheatown. And that's just outside of Fergus Falls. It closed its doors in 1993 for good, finally.
Viking Speedway. The speeds you are reaching there in a street stock, it is amazing. What is it like to sling the car around that track at full speed?
It's actually slow inside the car. It's such a big track that, for me anyways, things slow down and you got time to think about what's going on. Where you go to a bull ring like your Grand Forks or Watertown, something like that, where you're constantly up on the wheel and moving. For me, like I said, the half-mile deal is something I've always done, so it's not a big thing, but I know when you bring guys from North Dakota over or someone that's never experienced a half-mile, they get quite the rush at the end of the heat race or the feature.
It's funny you mention that, because I just had a driver talk to me about Fairmont Raceway, and he said, you know, you could read a newspaper going down the backstretch.
Yeah, it's true. That's always my joke to the new guys that come over. I tell them, you can always send a Snapchat down the back chute of this place. And it makes you a good driver, though. I mean, you got to really, Alex has a lot of different grooves if you can find them. And you're coming into that corner with a lot of speed, so you better have your mind made up which direction you're going and have a lot of confidence that your car is going to stick to that.
And that brings up my next point, something that the fans in the grandstands don't get to see. What are you doing inside that car as you're blasting down the straightaway heading for that turn? What are you doing to get the car set to actually make that corner?
Well, first thing I do is I look at what's in front of me, see who's racing ahead of me, what cars they are, and if I've raced them before or for an extended period of time, I usually have a pretty good idea where they're entering the corner, how fast they're entering the corner. And so I go off whatever everybody else is doing, and I go where they aren't or set them up in the corner to try to pass them coming out. I'm always planning the next corner. While I'm coming out of turn two, I'm already planning turn three and four.
The street stock division is awesome to watch, offering door handle to door handle, gliding through the corners side by side. What makes today's street stocks handle so well?
I think it's the limitations that we have in suspension. You know, we don't get the big fancy weight jacks and twisted rear ends and stuff like your IMCA stock cars get, or USRA stock cars. They're a mix between a hobby stock and a stock car. You put a nice motor package together in them, a good soft tire that really lets you stick to the surface, and then the quality of guys that are in it. If you look at the list of names in the top 25 in national points in street stocks, most of them have been in it for a long time, and there's just a mutual respect that's been formed over there, and really it's something that I haven't seen in a lot of other classes, just the attitude that the street stock class has. You go out there, you push each other to the limit, race hard, and no matter what, at the end of the night, usually you're having a beer with them. So it's pretty cool.
At one time in your career, you ran a two-car team, both a limited late model and a street stock. How did that come about?
So we've always had the street stock program since I started, and then I got an opportunity the spring of 2017 to drive a limited late model for Chris and Darvin Neck out of Pelican Rapids there and Donnelly Truck Service out of Willmar. So they formed a late model team, and I was fortunate enough to hop behind the wheel of that thing for a summer and really cut my teeth with them and learned a lot about racing, late models, myself. And that's some of my best memories of that summer. I grew a lot as a race car driver, and I'll be forever thankful for them opportunities.
The ramp hauler, that was really cool. Very old school. Do you still have that?
So that belonged to Darvin Neck, and I don't know where he found that, but yeah, that was a head turner for sure. That was something you seen back in the 80s and the 90s, the old square body Chevy, the late model up on top, and that ended up getting sold the fall of 17 with the car I raced to Brad Staples out of Herman. And he repainted it, redid the body on it, and did just a phenomenal job. And to this day, he still races that old car and uses that ramp truck everywhere they go.
You also got engaged to someone who loves the outdoors and is also a huge supporter of your race career.
Yeah, I definitely hit the jackpot with Carly. We started dating the spring of 17, the same time the late model program started. So 2017 was definitely an interesting year, having a girlfriend and first ever girlfriend while I raced, and racing the street stock and the late model. I also ran a pure stock a couple nights for my brother. And she'd never been to a race before we started dating. Didn't even know they were a thing, but she's sure found a home there. That's her Friday night, Saturday night home. That's what we do, and all her friends are there, and her family's into it now. And yeah, she's been a huge, huge, huge supporter of mine.
The Steffa Street Stock Tour, what a great way to showcase the amazing talent of our local street stock drivers and take them to tracks all over the area. You've had success running that tour.
Yeah, the tour is absolutely phenomenal. I wish I could commit a summer to just following their schedule, because what Benji and Mason Aaron and all them guys behind the scenes, Stephus, everybody that's involved in that tour, what they're doing is unbelievable. And I think it showcases the street stocks that night. They race for good money, and it turns people's focus on how good of racing you can have with these cars. The payout's phenomenal. They have a points fund. And then as a driver, you get to go out and venture new places. It gives you a little incentive to try a new track maybe you've never been to, or race with a group of cars you've never been around. And nothing but good for the tour.
When we spot a car with Wolak Construction on the side, it's always one we're going to keep an eye on. How did you pick up Wolak Construction, and what other sponsors do you have helping you along the way?
Ernie and I go way back to when him and Tim Johnson were racing together. We raced a lot of the same tracks, and I just got to talking with Ernie over the years and hanging around that whole crew. Never asked them about a sponsorship, never, you know, it was a friendship. That's all I ever wanted out of that. And if you ever get a chance to sit down with Ernie and talk to him, that guy's got stories, and they're awesome. And when Timmy and him split ways, he actually reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in representing his company on all my cars. And I, of course, said yeah. And he's been with me ever since 2017, and he's been just tremendous. He's always willing to help you no matter what. If you ever needed something, Ernie's always there and been just awesome. He calls you every Monday and wonders how you did, how things went, how everybody did. He might not always be at the racetrack, but he's watching, always. And then I got a ton of other sponsors that have been behind me since the very beginning. The Frizonki brothers from Dent, they sponsored my dad back in the day. And then when I started, they've always backed me at Tires LLC with whatever I needed. Topline Electric, my fiance Carly's dad, he come on board after coming and watching a few times. And one of their family friends, Nate at D1R Resources, he's really turned into quite the race fan. I got a ton of people that support me, some that aren't even on the car. Coldwell Banker, my mom, she doesn't miss a race and been always just phenomenal. My dad, Satter Trucking, he got Revive Salon, Lakes Mobile Repair, Royal Resources, Scott's Machine Shop. All my motors are built right in Fergus Falls, just a small shop there. He's been with me for many years now. Roxbury Racing, Jim Roxbury. I went to him as a rookie, and he's kept my program moving. He's been just phenomenal. I got pretty much the whole city of Perm behind me. They don't even have to be monies. It's simple as they just come to the races and buy shirts. And Herberg Harvesting, Slim over there, he's been race fan, turned into a sponsor, turned into a really good friend of mine. Crandall Farms, Tara Spa, Tyler Erdman and Tara over there, they've come on board and helped me get to Vegas here this last year. Valley Fab out of Breckenridge. TRC Race Cars in Hibbing, he built that stock car I've been racing, and he actually owns that. He's just been kind enough to let me go out and put laps on it. Byers Towing in Fergus Falls, TJ's Auto Detailing, Bachman Industries, Nutrisource in Perm is new this year, KLN Industries, Tuffy's Dog Foods. They're a big family company up in Perm. Gold Country Seed, Jake Ingmar Music, ABC Supply Company, F43, ESS. The list goes on and on. If you sit back and you think about how many people just put their time and hard-earned money into this program so I can go race, I'm truly, truly a blessed person.
The I-94 King of the Dirt was a huge win. Talk about that race.
That was one of them races that when you start racing, it's a crown jewel. You want to win that one. That's your home track, smack daddy. And we had just horrible, horrible luck there for years. We won our first one in 2018 and then ran second in 2019 to one of my friends, Kyle Dykoff. Since then, we've gone back to back to back 3 years in a row, one of them being 2020. The replacement for the Wasota 100 that was canceled that year, and that one paid, I think it was $2,600 that night. That's just to show that I, for some reason, everything's just fallen my way over the last few years, and I've been fortunate enough to capitalize on it. It means a ton to win that one in front of my home crowd.
In 2021, you picked up track championships at I-94 and Viking Speedway. Currently, you're leading again at I-94 and Viking Speedway. Things are looking good for back-to-back championships.
Yeah. For the first portion of my career, first half of my career, we never really raced anywhere consistently. We were never consistent enough to race for points anyways, but the last few years, just with life getting busier and the other thing is going on, we've been racing close to home, and so we've ended up winning the track title and Fergus in 18, 19, 20, 21, and we're leading it right now with Kyle Dykoff behind me. And then Alexandria, we started racing their full schedule in 2020 with COVID. We just raced there, and we won it in 20 and 21, and I'm leading down there this year as well.
Well, that kind of answers my next question. In 2019, you were fifth in Wissota National points and third in 2021, but it takes a lot of racing, a lot of luck, and a lot of time on the road getting out to races to stay on that leaderboard.
Yeah, it's that national points schedule is so demanding. We did that for a few years. We'd run our 50-plus shows and try to run for it. It just got to be too much. So we ended up backing off our schedule and just focusing on two nights a week, maybe three if things were going good and we had time. And the results have actually been better since we backed off. We've won more. Our winning percentage is double or better. And we're never going to win. You know, I don't think that I'll ever win a national title racing 30 to 40 shows a year, you know, but we're not even looking at that either until it's time to plan tickets to go to the banquet or not. I'm in it for fun, something that I just thoroughly enjoy. I'm a race fan as much as I'm a driver, so I like just to be there. The people being out there and is the icing on the cake, and winning is just a bonus.
So actually backing off, having a little time to breathe, maintenance on the car, and making sure all the bolts are tightened has actually been a good thing.
Yeah, I struggled for a long time to find balance between work and home and racing, and eventually all three of them started to suffer, and I kind of come into an off season one year just burned out. I didn't go in the race shop for probably 3 months. I shut the door in October, I shut the lights off, and I didn't come back until after Christmas. I didn't want nothing to do with it, and even when I was there, I just wasn't there, so I kind of sat back and reevaluated the way things were going and said, let's just race quality shows. Instead of trying to just limp to the next one, let's just take the night off if we're having a bad time or whatever and find our groove again. And that's what we've been doing. We're on track for like 32 shows this year, 33. Years back then, we would already have 35 shows in right now, 40. So we found balance and the results come with it.
Biggest win of your career so far?
The Viking Fall Classic in 2019 was probably my most wanted win. That was the first race that I attended as a kid, was the inaugural one, and that was the one I wanted to win. That was the track I grew up watching. That was the race that was their crown jewel, and it haunted me for the first 6-7 years of my career that I didn't even hardly finish it. I got wrecked out, and I ended up in 2019, the last year Viking Speedway had the Fall Classic, I ended up passing Justin Vogel late in the race for the win. And for me, that was huge. I told everybody after that night, I said, I could retire tomorrow. I said, that one capped my career. And ever since then, I mean, we've won some big ones, some tour races, several King of the Dirts now. Ended up second at the Wissota 100. So yeah, there's been a few, but I'm always chasing the next one.
Ryan, you are a blast to watch on the track. It's one of those things where when you buckle into that car, you and that car become one. You are fun to watch on the track. You are fast, you are smooth, and you're always a factor to win. And thank you so much for taking your time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on and interviewing me today. I sure appreciate it and hope I did okay. I always say I got a face for radio, so...
So do I.
Thank you again.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packaging needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized services to ensure quality products for you and your clients. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
One of our brand new items, we're very excited to unleash our new 3D printed plastic trickery to our line. First part in that line is our new Racever mounts. They're available for the Fusion or Element. You can tie strap them to a roll bar, or we have a flat mount that you can pop rivet to your interior tin or the side of your helmet, or you can Velcro it. One of the nice features of having it on your helmet instead of being on your seatbelts or to a tube is you can get out in a hurry and not have to worry about where your receiver is or being tied down to your belts or tied down to a tube. It's real nice to have it on the side of your helmet so you can get out of the car very fast. Check us out online at weirdsmachine.com. Thank you.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade full synthetic oil and high performance lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology. Enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Zach Gerhart from Zach's Trailer Sales and also the promoter at the Fairmont Raceway. And Zach, we were out at Fairmont Raceway on August 3rd. What a beautiful night it was. The track was fast, the facility looks awesome, and the food. You mentioned the food back in April, and it was going to be incredible, and you weren't incorrect about that statement because the food was amazing.
The food is second to none to any racetrack I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot of different racetracks, NASCAR to your smallest local one-show track. But restaurant quality, great pricing, considering the world we're living in right now, being able to keep that price affordable for all levels and having something for all levels was a big piece to ours. So it did really work to bring Doug and Tammy with Tammy's on the Ave and Gerhart's Catering in to help manage that pricing and drive the better quality. So hot and fresh and ready to go as fast as possible.
Wednesday, August 3rd, KFMC and KSUM in Fairmont were doing a live remote promoting the John Deere Gator they were giving away at the end of August. What I noticed was a beautiful trailer it was sitting on. You own Zach's Trailer Sales and offer a full line of every possible kind of trailer you can think of.
We do. We have a huge lineup. We have almost 400 trailers in stock today. We feature multiple brands. What makes us even more important here is our service after the fact. So most of these guys want to sell you a trailer and just kind of be done with you until you need another trailer. Well, here we do just as much work in the shop as we do on the phone. So we sell and service everything we sell, and that's really been a big piece to our system and our success here. If you're not in it for the long haul, you really shouldn't be in it. It's kind of the opinion that I have.
And that's exactly what customers are looking for. It's that service after the sale, not buying something and then going back 6 months later and find out the person's already out of business.
Yeah, with most everything you buy nowadays, it comes with a warranty. So if the dealership's not there to service the warranty, that warranty's no good. It's as if you bought the trailer without it. Should be a big factor in everything that you buy, making sure that the dealership has serviceability and the warranty work there and all that good stuff. Otherwise, like you say, you're not buying that warranty. If the dealer's not there to service you, the warranty means nothing.
It's Martin County Fair Time at Fairmont, and you are kicking things off Monday night, August 15th, with the return of the Bacon Town Showdown.
Yeah. The Bacontown Showdown's dealt with COVID for a little bit, but it's something that did start in 2020. 2021, we turned it into the Stock Car Show. We're bringing that back with a 2,000 to win, 200 to start, USRA Stock Cars. Again, Monday, August 15th. Should be a great show. There's really not a lot of racing going on that day in the area, so hopefully the drivers are well attended and take advantage of the big payday. Not to be outdone on Monday, but the Martin County Bull Haulers just put up some money for hobby stocks on Friday the 19th. We doubled the purse for Friday the 19th for the hobby stock drivers. So $750 to win, $80 to start, no extra registration money there. The IMCA hobby stocks and the USRA hobby stocks are so closely matched that it's been a great showing in Fairmont. They've done exceptionally well door to door with each other. And as much as I like stock cars and modifieds, the hobby stocks have been the class to watch in Fairmont. They've been three wide every night. Very clean, very good racing.
Saturday night, August 20th, you finish the week of racing with the Beamer Bullring kart races.
Yep. Go-karts will race Saturday. So we've got three shows. We've got a really busy fair this year. So three shows for the week. Yep. Go-karts will run Saturday midday. The cool part of that is your wristband at the go-karts will get you into the fairgrounds as well. So it should be a well-attended program, I hope. We've been struggling to find our fit at the go-kart track, and hopefully this Saturday will kind of make up for a little bit of that.
Then you return on Friday night, August 26th, the Tri-State Late Models at your track, and they are going to be awesome because the speeds those late models are going to hit on Fairmont Raceway is going to be amazing.
We've had them there now the last 3 years on that show. It's worked really well. It's been a well-attended show. They've loved the speeds. We've now got the surface dialed in that it's a lot smoother than it was. So I think that's going to be a lot better, that we're going to get even better side-by-side racing action. And the vintage cars will be here with them. So that is their second showing with us for the year. Normally they run with us twice. First one was rained out.
And finally, Wednesday night, August 31st, it's hard to believe that we're already talking season championship night.
Yes, Wednesday, August 31st will be our last race of the year. We'll crown our track champions that night and then start thinking about next year. It's been a great year. It's been a little bit of a learning year for us, but nonetheless, we have had fun and hope to do it again next year.
And as we just mentioned, the season is rapidly coming to a close at Fairmont Raceway. If you have not been there yet this season, there are plenty of opportunities in the next couple of weeks to get out and see everything from stock cars to hobby stocks to modifieds to late models to vintage cars. You've got it all, Zach, and you've done a tremendous job this year. Thanks for stepping in and keeping that track going.
Awesome. I appreciate your involvement with helping get the news out, and I look forward to talking to you next season as well.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision, located at Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting down the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp fire response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586. Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest exhibit is going to be our track tribute to Ascot Speedway and will run from May through September this year. Our track tribute to Ascot Speedway will feature 8 of the historically significant race cars that raced during Ascot's heydays of dirt track racing on both the big half-mile track and Ascot's quarter-mile track. Also, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will feature several racing videos and interviews that took place when Ascot was still in existence, with many of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees from California and the history of their careers shaped at Ascot Speedway. You can expect to see and learn more about these drivers' accomplishments and Hall of Fame careers at the track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you're a West Coast slide-em-in sprint car fan, you won't want to miss our track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment, and I am joined by Rich Voss at Sign Pro of Owatonna, and the parking lot here is always full of vehicles ready for lettering or wraps. You really stay busy doing area vehicles and all types, shapes, and sizes.
Yeah, we do. It's great to have you here, Clint. We'd love to have you back to the shop to see what we're working on. It's been a really busy summer. We have got everything going on. Sometimes our parking lot is just full. Things from all over the place we're coming in. It's been really interesting to see some of the projects we're working on this summer.
And it's always interesting. You have a very eclectic taste, and you actually picked up a boat almost by accident over the winter, had some fun doing that project, and it's neat to see what you start with and what you end up with, because you can do everything from wiring to seats to upholstery to paint to striping to lettering.
Sometimes the side projects are kind of fun. I used that boat as a winter project just to learn how to do a few other things. So we use our own vehicles sometimes when we want to learn how to do something, and then we're ready to do it for customers when we've learned on our own vehicles.
Another cool thing you design and print are the custom ATV license plates. Just one more option that can give ATV owners a way to personalize their own rides.
ATVs are so popular right now, and the side-by-sides just keep coming in. We have a variety of license plates that look like Minnesota DNR plates, or make something absolutely custom to match your vehicle. Take some pride in your side-by-side 4x4. We'll stripe it or put your name on it or put everything except the Green Bay Packers logo on it.
Boat numbers. I'm sure when I mention this, people are going to chuckle. Anyone who has tried to put boat numbers on a curved hull and actually get them straight, good luck. You know what I'm talking about. Sign Pro does numbers, striping, and every boat has to have a cool name.
That's right. The names, I looked them up on the internet. I've decided on what to name my boat, and there's a lot of fun ones. Boat numbers can definitely be a little tricky. If we make them for you, you swing the boat by, I'll put them on for you.
'Tis the season for political signage. Talk about some of the options you are producing for area candidates.
Well, we're not real political here at Sign Pro, so we'll do signs for almost anything. And political signs can be just a few at a time or by the thousand. Those are definitely get cheaper the more you buy.
And speaking of the boat that you redid over the winter, need work done on your boat interior or boat trailer, vintage car or truck, or even striping or lettering on a tractor or vintage sled project, drop them off at Sign Pro as the weather starts to change, because that way you have time to get them done over the winter and they're ready to go in the spring.
As you can look around the showroom here, you can see that the boat seats and the hot rod seats are starting to show up for the winter. That's a really cool project that we are making here. We're using, for instance, the one here is a whole cowhide that we're putting on for a 53 Chevy pickup truck. Very, very custom.
I recently saw a very cool Standard Oil semi photo
from the 50s blown up to fit on someone's man cave wall. SignPro of Owatonna can do projects like that.
That's right. If you bring us a picture that you like that's high enough resolution, we can make it to any size you want for the man cave or for anywhere in your house, your game room, something like that. We can make it almost like a big wallpaper. It's a pretty neat little looking deal.
And I know I've got some old black and whites of my grandmother and her sister in an old Whippet Speedster, and another relative in the family, his old custom hot rod from back in the 50s. And wouldn't that be cool to have that almost life-size down in your basement or your man cave? That would really make a statement as people walk in.
That would be cool. You could also bring us your old pictures of all your vehicles or all your family or something like that, and make a collage out of it so you can have your own wallpaper of your history of your family.
I have more people telling me when I ask them about their ride. I took it to Rich at SignPro and really had no idea what I wanted, and this is what he came up with. Your clients love your creativity out here.
We're kind of used to doing that, and sometimes we get those projects where three or four of us will get together and discuss it, and everybody come up with an idea, and we'll throw all four of them at our customer, see which direction they want to go, and then let them choose kind of the way we're going and how to do it.
Driving around the region, you have to take so much pride in seeing the buildings with your signage and the vehicles on the road that you know you have done.
I like seeing the ones we do, especially when they're straight, spelled correctly, and are still on the building. Makes me proud to see how good a job our installers do.
Yes, that brings up a great point. You don't want to put up a sign and have the owner walk out and go, oh, you spelled it wrong.
I really hate driving around town and seeing things like on the side of a truck or a van or on a building that are crooked.
You have an entire room dedicated to aftermarket accessories that we're sitting in right now, like WeatherTech products, seat covers, running boards, bed liners, skid plates, and more. It is like a candy store for somebody who wants to upgrade their current vehicle.
That's right. Now the new trucks and the new Jeeps and some of the newer vehicles that are coming out, the Broncos, they're basically the platform to add to. If you buy one of those brand new or you have one and you want to update it, you can come in and we'll put bumpers on it, tint on it, you know, chrome on it, take the chrome off of it, just about anything to make that a little more personalized for what you want.
How can they find out more about everything that you do here at SignPro and Auto Trim Design?
Well, you can see our websites at signpromn.com or autotrimmn.com, or just swing on by the shop, see what we're working on. There's almost always something in the back that's quite interesting to look at.
There sure is. You'll never know what you'll find here at SignPro. And Rich, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clay. It's always great to have you with us.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod lud in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod lud platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod lud roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com. For more details.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see Altenburg Construction.com.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Brandy Jacobson from the Blue Earth Napa store. And when I was in Fairmont last Wednesday at the races, I met the promoter of Golden Spike Speedway, and they are getting about 60 to 80 cars every time they race at Golden Spike Speedway. And that is really neat to see the young people getting involved in racing. And your local Napa store is really the hub. Whether you're a kid coming in to get something for your go-kart or you're a farmer working on your combine, the staff at your local Napa store can help you with your project and give you some ideas on how to fix it. Right, Brandy?
That is correct. Perry has been here for over 40 years. I'm going on 10 years, and Derek is also going on 10 years of working here, so we have the knowledge to find the parts you're looking for.
And August is a great month to stock up on motor oil, and you have a great lineup, whether you want to pick up a few quarts or a 55-gallon barrel.
That's correct. We have all of the Napa oils on hand. We are selling the 5-quart synthetic right now for $22.99, and that is available in all varieties. And we have 55-gallon drums for the big equipment as well.
A lot of people here in Minnesota know the cold weather is very hard on starters and batteries, but actually the heat does more damage to your electrical systems than the cold, and right now you've got rebates on Napa batteries, starters, and alternators.
Yes, you can purchase any Napa Legend battery, the AAA batteries, or the premium batteries and get a $20 rebate. And all you have to do is go on NapaRebates.com and fill out the form, and they send you the rebate back.
Something cool that's on your flyer this month is the Craftsman job site fan. And I can imagine anybody having to work on equipment in the humid heat we've had lately would love one of these Craftsman job site fans.
Yes, the Craftsman job site fan is on sale for $59.99. You can use your 20-volt Craftsman battery, or it can be plugged into an extension cord, and it is very lightweight and easy to carry around.
Brandy, when they're in Blue Earth or they're traveling through the area, how can they find you and how can they get a hold of you?
We are right on 169 between Quick Trip and Bowerbilt roundabouts, and our address is 215 North Grove Street. Our phone number is 507-526-2154. We're open from 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 1.
Brandy, thanks for all your years of service and thanks for everything you do for everybody in the area in Blue Earth, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you.
At Lampros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Lampros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Lampros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasoning.
Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Tuesday night, the Harris Clash, in the IMCA 30-lap modified A-Main, Tom Berry Jr. over Ethan Dotson, and in the Sport Mods, Alec Fett over Logan Anderson. Last Wednesday night, August 3rd, Arlington Raceway had their fair races in the IMCA Hobby A-Main, Taylor Manderfield over Rodney Manthe, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Eric Larson, and in the Stock Car A-Main, Elijah Zervenbergen over Jim Horaci. We were at Fairmont Raceway last Wednesday night, August 3rd, in the B-Mods, Jared Baumeister over Brandon Toffee, in the Hobby Stocks, Jeremy Crimmins over Nick Brady, in the Modifieds, James Slauson over Don Gertson Jr., in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Luke Sadoff, and in the Tuners, Jaden Erickson over Logan Kelly. It was the Kossuth County Fair races in Algona last Thursday night, August 4th, in the Modifieds, Lucas Lamberis over Colin Hibden, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Alec Fett, in the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith over Brandon Nielsen, in the Sport Compacts, Lucas Parsons over Tyler Feeblecorn, in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Kelly Shryock. KRA Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, August 4th, in the Pier Stocks, Jared Clem over Ty Schuler, in the Modifieds, Don Eichens over Shane Sabraski, in the Midwest Modifieds, Corey Stork over Corey Merworth, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Dean Larson, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook, in the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Braden Brower, and in the Hornets, Justin Sklitsky over Peter Martin. Murray County Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 5th, in the Bombers, Kent Miller over Matt Smith, in the Sport Compacts, RJ Esquita over Nate Koopman, in the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Blake Lunenberg, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Braden Ehlers, in the Stock Cars, Kevin DeBeer over Justin Lunenberg, in the Modifieds, Dan Mink over Jesse Rogatsky, and in the late model Street Stocks, Zach Oliver over Tim Dan. Chateau Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 5th, in the Pier Stocks, Kendra Guttormson with her first feature win over Jack Moss, in the USRA B-Mods, the Red One, Dan Wheeler over Levi Chip, in the Modifieds, AJ Zavorek with his first modified feature win over Joel Alberts, in the Hornets, Brian Schott over Mason Poston, in the Midwest Modifieds, Patrick McCarthy over Scott Spitstoster, and in the Stock Cars, Blake Adams over Andrew Eichens. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 5th, in the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hoofden over Nick Schwabach, in the B-Mods, Joel Chisholm over Sean Walski, in the Modifieds, Jim Chisholm over Alex Williamson, in the USRA Late Models, Ryan Olson over Corey Ressi, and in the Micro Sprints, Joe Schnow over Gage Weldon. Hancock County Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 5th, in the Modifieds, Colin Hibden over Tanner Black, in the Sport Mods, Alec Fett over Tyler Watts, in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Tom Berry Jr., in the Hobby Stocks, Eric Stanton over Mike Smith, and in the Sport Compacts, Jade Lang over Max Heimbunch. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, August 6th, in the Pier Stocks, Justin Peterson over Michael Brockman, in the Limited Late Models, Brad Staples over Derek Quinn, in the Hornets, Braden Bengala over Adam Vanderstein, in the Midwest Modifieds, Scott Tuff over Darren Angusser, in the Modifieds, Brian Hobbin over Tony Knold, in the Street Stocks, Mike Jans over Braden Brower, and in the Super Stocks, Jacob Knepper over Lake Whitlock. Last Thursday night, August 4th, kicked off the 360 Nationals at Knoxville Raceway. In a 20-lap A main on night one, Sam Haferty Jr. over Gio Selzy. Friday night, August 5th, night two of the 360 Nationals at Knoxville Raceway in a 20-lap 360 wing sprint car A main, Brian Brown over Terry McCarl. And last Saturday night, August 6th, finale night of the 360 Nationals in a 30-lap wing 360 sprint car A main, Aaron Reitzel over Sam Haferty Jr. And Sunday night, August 7th, was the Capitani Classic at the Knoxville Raceway in a 410 wing sprint car 25-lap A main, Logan Schuhart over Donnie Schatz, and in a Pro Series wing sprint car 15-lap A main, Scotty Johnson over Cade Higday.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.